Welcome to FedScoop Radio, and now your host, David Stegen.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to FedScoop Radio for Thursday, April 18th, 2013. I'm your host, David Stegen. It is almost Friday. It's almost the end of the week. The weather is just absolutely beautiful, so I hope everybody out there has gotten to enjoy it a little bit. I know I have. Big story I want to talk about today is something that came out of the Navy Chief Information Officer's office. It's always confusing when they have officer's office. But anyway, I wanted to talk about this article that Terry Halverson, the CIO of the Navy, wrote in an issue of CHIPS, which is the Navy's IT magazine. And in that article, Halverson gave his reasons for choosing Amazon Web Services to host the Secretary of the Navy's public-facing portal over a government option. I think maybe the best way is just quote him directly. Halverson, in his article, wrote, "The Department of Navy first considered a government site to host the portal, but found that commercial sites are less expensive. Further, congressional guidance requires the department to evaluate and select commercially provided services that meet security standards and are less expensive than it would cost to perform those services internally. As a result, the DON has achieved a 50% reduction in cost to operate the portal." You know, there's been a lot of talk recently about how, you know, if government can kind of, you know, take on some of this stuff, do stuff internally, they can maybe save a little bit of money. But interesting to hear that, you know, Halverson came out and flatly said, you know, we want a commercial option. It's the best choice for us. If you remember back just a few weeks ago, on April 1st, Halverson released a memo on the department's cloud computing future. And in it, he said that the Navy will be looking at commercial providers for their cloud brokerage system instead of waiting on the one that DISA is currently developed and the one, DISA just reached initial operating capability. But Halverson said, you know, we're going ahead. We don't have time to wait for some of these other internal options to become available. We need to go out and get it from the vendors who can do it cheaply. So Halverson's not waiting around. The Navy is moving forward on a lot of these projects. And I thought it was just fascinating the approach he's taking. And really just to maybe hear somebody come out and say it, that they thought the commercial options were going to be cheaper, faster, and better. Usually sometimes, you know, you get executives kind of dance around these subjects a little bit, kind of can't decide. You know, I guess maybe they don't want to hurt anybody's feelings or they're trying to be diplomatic, but, you know, for Halverson, just come out and say, hey, this is cheaper, this saved us money, this is how we're going to do it. So you can check out that whole article that Halverson wrote in the edition of CHIPS. We have a link to it up on fedscoop.com. And just make sure, before we check out here today, there are some great FedScoop events coming up. The McAfee Public Sector Summit, that's going to be next week. It says it's sold out. It is sold out. But if you ask nicely, maybe we can sneak in if you're government and you really want to come. Still would love to have you. And then we have our tech shootout. That's going to be May 7th. We have a great lineup for that as well. So make sure to check out those events, and hopefully we'll see you at a FedScoop event coming up soon. So thanks for listening. For FedScoop Radio, this is David Stegen. We'll see you tomorrow.